From the 87th National FFA Convention Expo, I'm Kelsey Litchfield with Nora Ferris from the Concordia FFA chapter out of Missouri. Nora is the National Proficiency Winner of the Agricultural Communications Area. First of all, Nora, congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate this opportunity.
How do you feel being a national winner?
It's quite overwhelming. I came into this experience with several practices under my belt from the Missouri FFA Association, but really not knowing what to expect. I've never competed in a national event, and it's been a hectic week serving as a Missouri state officer and a delegate here at the convention, so I ran into the competition with confidence but humility, and it paid off in the long run.
Tell me about your SAE.
So I always like to say that I'm interested in agriculture from the Corn Belt to the Beltway and from the white farmhouses of the Midwest to the White House. And for me, my supervised agricultural experience program began after my freshman year whenever I attended National Ag Day in Washington, D.C. and was inspired by a great farm broadcaster, Orion Samuelson, who's here at the convention, to pursue agricultural communications. And as I grew and expanded my SAE to include written communications, online, multimedia, and social media, I began to expand my efforts into legislative advocacy, working with commodity groups in the state of Missouri to focus on propelling agriculture forward in our state legislature and eventually the federal legislature.
What did you ultimately learn from your project?
I learned one of the greatest things about journalism is that we have to be meeting deadlines. And as agriculturists, that's one of the most important things we do. There's a great deadline facing us, and that is feeding 9 billion people by the year 2050. So learning how to communicate the urgency of food security to individuals across the globe, as people have been doing here at the National FFA Convention.
What makes your project so unique?
I would say what makes my project the most unique is just the diversity of avenues of communication I've explored, whether that's online communication or social media or reaching out to federal and state legislators or just reaching out to the average consumer on the street who may not know where their food comes from.
Explain one of the projects you did for your SAE.
One project that really sticks in my mind is working with the Missouri Pork Association as a Missouri Pork Communications Ambassador, and so we schedule public relations campaigns and different events throughout the state. One of those is the Roots and Blues and Barbecue program, so we went out and educated consumers about agriculture and about the Missouri pork industry by collaborating with a local event in Columbia, Missouri, which incorporated a lot of outside interest and attraction to agriculture for many individuals.
Who has helped guided you throughout this entire process?
I would say my agriculture teacher, Mrs. Amanda Reed, has been a great inspiration to me. She's always willing to work with me and standing behind me today on the stage when I received my Agriculture Communications Proficiency Award. It really brought things full circle from when I started as a freshman to now having cultivated my SAE through all these 4 years.
Will you make a career out of your SAE?
Not necessarily my SAE, but the ideas and applications that I learned from it. I'm a freshman at the University of Missouri, Columbia, where I'm majoring in science and agricultural journalism and public policy, ag econ. And I'm looking forward to possibly attending law school and going into a career that capitalizes on my interest in agricultural advocacy and public policy.
Sponsoring the Agricultural Communications Proficiency Award is Bader Rutter & Associates, Inc. and Red Brand. For FFA Today, I'm Kelsey Litchfield.